It's Celtics coverage on CLNSradio.com.
A bomb from Thomas. It's gone. It's been his night.
Dial in right now and share your thoughts toll free 347-215-7771.
Welcome in, everybody, to another edition of the Boston Celtics postgame radio program right here, CLNS Radio, clnsradio.com. Big game tonight, Celtics over the Washington Wizards. Even bigger game, forgetting the standings. It is my inaugural show with good friend of mine, Chris Finlan, as my number two. Chris, welcome to the program, and glad to be here with you.
Mr. Gilroy, thank you very much. It is a privilege to broadcast with you on this great forum that we have on the CLNS radio network, doing the best Celtics postgame coverage in Boston. And let me again say, it is an honor, and I roll out the red carpet to you to discuss what was a bloodbath. The Boston Celtics really, really came on strong in a game they should have won, and it was like I was watching the New England Patriots out there with the way they performed, Pat. It was a great game, I think.
Well, I'll tell you what, Chris, and here's what's impressive. And by the way, your final score tonight, Boston 110, the Wizards 102, and a score that wasn't even that close, in my opinion. The Celtics, every time they got punched tonight, they punched back. And that, to me, is the most encouraging sign for the Celtics, Chris, because earlier in the season, look, this was a team that when they got punched, they were accused of being a bit of a front-running team. And if you've watched this team and paid attention to their growth, their maturity, and their development over the last 6 to 8 weeks or so, they've become a team that's gotten a lot more resilient. They're a team that when healthy, when their starting five that we all projected to start the season is intact, they're a team that's not going to take they're not going to take getting punched in the mouth very well, and they're going to punch back each and every time. And I think that's a great trait for this team to be developing and sort of making a part of their identity as we make the turn to home here and head towards the playoffs.
Well, Pat, if we're throwing punches, there's nobody I want in my lineup more than Big Alfred. And, you know, we saw games him out of lineup, and they are not the same ball club. With him there tonight against this team, the funeral, we should have showed up in all black and mourning for what we were about to put onto that Wizards club tonight. And it was just great to see Horford, especially in the third quarter. He was so assertive and just having his way out there. He was involved in the offense. I was just so happy to see Al out there and the team performing like the playoff team we all expect them to be.
Oh, I'm glad you brought up Al Horford's name, because Al has taken a tremendous amount of criticism, and some deservedly so, here in this network. But it, look, your eyes don't lie. And in the last couple of weeks, since he's really gotten healthy, he's established himself offensively. He's gone out there and done anything that this team has asked him to do offensively. I think the days of the 4-point game, the 6-point outputs, I think those are essentially done for Al Horford. Another strong offensive game tonight. 16 points for Al in 36 minutes. He contributes 5 assists along with 9 rebounds. It's a big number. Jay Crowder again hitting the glass tonight. He has been the Celtics' best rebounder since the trade deadline. Another 9 rebound performance for Jay Crowder tonight. Look, it's not perfect, and it's not going to be perfect with the Celtics, Chris. But when you start getting contributions like the Celtics have got in recent weeks from Al Horford, from Avery Bradley with 20 points, now that he's back and healthy, I think we've all come to know and what to expect from Isaiah Thomas, another 25-point output for him tonight. But then it's the other guys. You're continuing to get quality minutes from Jaylen Brown tonight, gives you 6 points in 20 minutes, 3-for-6 from the field. Kelly Olynyk, a relatively strong performance for him with 9 points. And Marcus Smart doing Marcus Smart things, seemingly involved in every big sort of dirty, grimy play. And I love that about him. Every team needs a dirt dog or two, and this is clearly his role on this Celtics team. So the Celtics with a huge divisional win tonight, a huge conference win. Want to open it up to you guys on our movement watches. Toll-free phone lines, 347-215-7771, 347-215-7771. It is the Celtics post-game show. It is Patrick Gilroy alongside Chris Finlan. Your final score from the Garden tonight, Celtics 110, the Washington Wizards 102. Of course, our opening segment, as always, is brought to you by SeatGeek. As the Celtics playoff push heats up, SeatGeek is the smartest and easiest way to get tickets to each and every game. With SeatGeek's seamless mobile experience, you can buy and sell tickets in just two taps. SeatGeek helps you find the best seats at the best prices. The best part is it is fully guaranteed. There is nothing like being in the arena for the biggest plays of the year, and SeatGeek will get you closer to the action for an incredible value. I've got the SeatGeek app on my phone, and listen, guys, by far it is the easiest way that I have found to shop for tickets. I can be anywhere, and listeners to this program know that I travel the country on a weekly basis for a living. I can be anywhere in the country, and with just a couple of taps, I can instantly find the seats that I'm looking for. I actually just used SeatGeek not too long ago. I snagged some Billy Joel tickets for his Fenway Park performance this summer. Look, I've wanted to do this concert for years, and getting tickets from the box office have been next to impossible, and I refuse to shell out that kind of money to a company that I don't trust. Nick Gelso told me, look, you got to go through SeatGeek. You can trust them. I did, and the best part is I bought the tickets. They're fully guaranteed, and I got $20 back just by using the SeatGeek app and entering promo code CLNS. That's right. You use the app, you put in promo code CLNS, and SeatGeek's going to send you $20 after you've made your first ticket purchase. Download the SeatGeek app and enter promo code CLNS today. It is the Celtics postgame show. It is Patrick Gilroy. It is Chris Finland. Chris is sort of serving double duty tonight on his first night co-hosting here. While he's not the trainee, he's not just the guy on the board. Our regular producer, Nick Sacento, banged in. So, Chris, are you ready for the challenge tonight? Can you be my number two and take the flood of calls that I'm sure will soon be coming into the program?
It is my honor to do so, sir. And let me tell you something. After hearing that live read, and I've known it for years, but now I can see exactly what Herald Radio and WEEI know, and that you, Pat Gilroy, are one hell of a professional broadcaster. And this is some fantastic Celtics coverage on this network.
And I appreciate that.
Here on this team, Pat, and gee, I couldn't have done it without you. We've known each other for years. We've gone through all sorts of radio situations, and it's so much fun, isn't it? I really love it here. And you know, you talk about this Celtics team. One thing that really stood out with Kelly Olynyk for me tonight, and it's been something that's been driving me insane all year. I always say, you're not going to break a nail, Kelly, but he has 11 rebounds tonight. And he was playing really tough, and just like with an attitude, almost a chip on his shoulder tonight. Did you notice that out of Kelly, Pat?
I did, and what's encouraging about that, Chris, is that Kelly, I think, look, when he's offensively, when things are working for him, he plays a lot more aggressively. He's somebody that looks for his own shot, and look, he looks like a legitimate NBA player out there that can be a contributing player on a playoff team. And when his shot isn't falling, he seems to be aloof. Let's say, where the ball bounces off his leg. He's not quite fast enough to go get a rebound and chase down a loose ball. Tonight, and I think in the last couple of weeks, what I've noticed from Kelly is that whether or not his shot is going, he's finding ways to contribute, and specifically he and Jay Crowder. Post All-Star break, the Celtics are a very different team than they were going in. Going in, they were very much a finesse team. They were one of the top teams in the NBA scoring-wise, but one of the worst defensively and one of the worst rebounding teams. Since the All-Star break has come and gone, the Celtics have fallen back to the middle of the pack offensively, but they've risen to the middle of the pack when it comes to their rebounding numbers. And being the 14th or 15th ranked team in the NBA rebounding-wise, well, that's a serviceable number as opposed to 29th, and that being your Achilles heel. Same thing defensively. The Celtics have been a top six team in the NBA defensively since the All-Star break. So I think, yes, their offense has taken a bit of a step back, but more importantly, the rebounding numbers and the defensive numbers have taken a step up, and those two numbers are going to be crucial and critical if this team is going to have any sort of sustained playoff success, Chris.
Well, you're not kidding, and that's when you got to get 80s. You got to get 80s NBA. You got to get tough. I look at these teams, even the Celtics team, and I've said it all year, they're a soft team in my opinion, but you're right. They really were able to turn on that edge tonight. And, you know, Marcus Smart is really the one that sets that tone, that feisty, aggressive, hostile tone that they need to get to, all of them need to adopt as they get into the playoffs. I love this Marcus Smart. I know he doesn't put it up in the scoreboard. 10 points today, 2 rebounds, 2 assists, but he's in on every play. He's just so feisty, and that needs to be a contagious attitude. Do you see anyone else on this team that has that grit, that kind of 80s NBA style, if you will, to match up
The guy that sort of made his name in Boston, being that guy the last couple of seasons, has been Jay Crowder. And I think this season, for the first half of the year, he certainly fell in love with the three. And look, he backed it up. He shot a career high, nearly 40% from three through the All-Star break. But he really lost that identity that made him beloved here in Boston, that toughness, that grinder type of player. I always referred to him as a poor man's Kevin Garnett, because he gave you that fight. He gave you that fire. And look, since the All-Star break, I think we've seen a bit of a return of that attitude, of the things that made him so successful. I think it's really hard for these NBA guys. Once you become established and you start to get noticed on a national level, you fall in love with that three-point shot. You fall in love with the guy that you hear about on SportsCenter, the guy that you hear about on the radio, as opposed to the guy that made you that way. And look, this was the first time in Crowder's career where there were legitimate expectations put upon his shoulders, because he had back-to-back successful seasons. I think he lost his way a little bit, but I think he's found his way in recent weeks. And again, you know, you talk about a guy like Marcus Smart. You're going to need Marcus. You're going to need Jay Crowder. You're going to need Avery Bradley, who's also got a little bit of that toughness and that chip on his shoulder. Let's not forget Avery Bradley, the only holdover that played with Paul Pierce and Kevin Garnett. I think that means something. So you're going to need guys like that as this team moves forward into the playoffs, because unlike last year and unlike the year before last, Chris, as this team makes their way into the playoffs, the only way this season can be considered a success, and here we are at 45-26, guaranteed locked to win 50-plus games, the only way it's a success is if this team has playoff success. And you don't have playoff success unless guys like Marcus Smart, Jay Crowder, and Avery Bradley bring that attitude and that toughness that this team looks like they lack from time to time.
Right. And I've never really been a Bradley guy up and until this season. He is just – I've always said he's undersized. He doesn't have the jump shot. But he's got a heart, man, a heart of gold. His athleticism, his energy, that defense. My God, that defense, Pat Gilroy. And the shot,
he's one of the greatest defenders in the NBA. He's one of the best backcourt defenders in the NBA. And I think his shot is starting to fall once again. He started the season great offensively. He was sort of hampered with injuries. He missed an extended period of time. And now he's back, and the minutes restriction has been lifted. And he's starting to look the part again. And I think, Chris, it's easy to forget just how important and impactful of a player he is, because this team was successful this year when he was out of the lineup. Look, they reeled 12 out of 13 games. They won 12 out of 13 without Avery Bradley. However, last year's playoff series against the Atlanta Hawks tells you everything you need to know about this team's dependence and reliance on a guy like Avery Bradley. It is the Celtics postgame show. It is CLNS Radio, CLNSradio.com. Patrick Gilroy alongside Chris Finland, taking your phone calls on our Movement Watches toll-free phone lines. Dial us up, 347-215-7771, 347-215-7771. Your final score from the Garden this evening: the Celtics 110 and the Washington Wizards 102. And what was just a monumental type of game here, as we start to wrap up the season in Boston at the Garden. The Celtics protect their home court. Most importantly here, standings-wise, the Celtics now return to just two games behind the Cleveland Cavaliers in the Eastern Conference, and they open up a 2.5-game lead over the Washington Wizards for second place in the conference. It looks as if second place in the Eastern Conference is the Celtics' position to have, barring some sort of unforeseen collapse here in the last 11 games of the regular season. So, Chris, before we go to break here, I want you to think on this a little bit. Right now, if the playoffs were to start today, the Celtics would face off against the Milwaukee Bucks. The Bucks are 34-35. Are you comfortable with that matchup? Because I am not. So think about that before we go to break. I want to hear what you think about the Milwaukee Bucks. I think the bottom two teams right now in the conference would be problematic for the Celtics, whether it's the Bucks or the Detroit Pistons. They both have something in common that has killed the Celtics all season long. It is the Celtics postgame show. It is CLNS Radio, CLNSradio.com. When we come back, we will hear from Chris Finland. I want to hear his answer.
Hey, this is Ty Ray from Beats and Eats Podcast, and today's Celtics postgame show is being brought to you by the SeatGeek ticketing app. As the Celtics playoff push heats up, SeatGeek is the smartest and easiest way to get tickets to every game. With SeatGeek's seamless mobile experience, you can buy and sell tickets in just two taps. And it doesn't end with the Celtics or any other NBA game. SeatGeek also has plenty of concert, comedy, and theater tickets available too, and it's fully guaranteed. Listeners to CLNS Radio can support this production and get a $20 rebate off their first SeatGeek purchase. Here's how. Download the free SeatGeek app, go to the settings tab and click add a promo code and enter promo code CLNS, and SeatGeek will send you $20 after you've made your first ticket purchase. Download the free SeatGeek app and enter promo code CLNS. I have the SeatGeek app on my phone, and it's by far the easiest way I've found to shop for tickets. I can be anywhere, and with just two taps, I can instantly find seats. I actually just use SeatGeek to buy Portland Trailblazers tickets, and I found the app a breeze to use. To get your $20 rebate on tickets, download the SeatGeek app, go to the settings tab, and click on add a promo code. Enter promo code CLNS. SeatGeek will send you $20 after you've made your first ticket purchase. Download the SeatGeek app and enter promo code CLNS today.
It is the Celtics Post Game Show. It is CLNS Radio, CLNSradio.com. Patrick Gilroy alongside Chris Finland this evening, taking your phone calls on our Movement Launches toll-free phone lines, 347-215-7771, 347-215-7771. We all understand department store watches, $400, $500, $600, but the good folks over at Movement Watches have taken the middleman out, and they passed that savings directly on to you, Chris Finland. Movement watches are slick, they're fashionable, and most importantly, they are affordable. They start at just $95, so head on over to movementwatches.com. It's MVMTwatches.com/Celticsbeat. That gets you 15% off that first order and free shipping. Once again, it's Movement Watches, MVMTwatches.com/Celticsbeat. 15% off that order and free shipping. I want to head right out to our Movement Watches toll-free phone lines and bring in old friend Melvin, who's in Australia. Melvin, you are first up on the Celtics post-game show. What's up, man?
Yeah, hi there, guys. It's Woody Wilson. How you doing?
How's it going, my friend?
Yeah, look, fantastic. Thrilled to to get online with you guys. Just to give a bit of background, I rate myself Australia's number one Boston Celtics fan. I go back 1979 I'm an avid sports fan, sports reader, and I read about a guy called Larry Bird, and I adopted him straight away as my sporting hero. I've had that habit of, would you believe, as a kid I adopted a racehorse as my sporting hero. In 1960, I adopted a boxer called Cassius Clay as my sporting hero. And in 1979, I adopted a basketballer called Larry Bird. So I had the thrill of riding the 1980s wave of the Boston Celtics. I was thrilled and fortunate and obviously super excited to be at the Boston Garden on the legendary, famous night that Larry Bird and Dr. J punched on down the court at the three-quarter break and they got thrown off the court with Larry Bird on 42 points. And I was going to see a 50-point game from the sideline, and they got thrown out of the game. So I
Dr. J game, was that the game where Larry strangled Dr. J? Oh, great.
They were at each other, and then Dr. J, it's on film, threw an elbow back, and then Larry went at him. But when you say Larry strangled Dr. J, Larry went at him. And guess what? The two blokes who held the two basketballs who held Larry Bird so Dr. J could punch his him was a guy called Moses Malone, who was only 6'10", and a guy called Charles Barkley, who was only as high as he is. So he's been held by them while Dr. J's punching at him, and it's all there on film.
Wasn't that a preseason game? Wasn't that an exhibition game, the preseason game?
No, it was in season. It was round about October the 24th, 25th. I was in the States for 6 weeks, and I I was in New York for a week, and I flew from New York to Boston on the night, which was a Saturday night. It was a Friday night, I think. And I flew straight and booked myself into a motel and just threw my stuff in a motel room and went straight to the garden, scalped the tickets out the front for about $45 US, and I got mid-court halfway back, you know, amongst, you know, 13,892, however many more, 18,000, whatever the whole house was, and had an unbelievable experience.
That's incredible. That's incredible. So what do you think of this year's Celtics team? Are you excited about what we're seeing here, or think that there's a limited window or a limited ceiling for this team come playoff time?
Yeah, look, I've bought the league pass in the last 6 weeks ago, and what I've watched some of the games direct, and I've watched some of the games in replay. I've been following the Celtics every year, and I've been followed the development this year. Obviously, I was disappointed and listened to you guys. I've listened to the podcast of both games of the Nets and Philadelphia, listened to points of view of you guys, and I had some points of view back to the Golden State game when I saw the ferocity. Quickly, I'll be quick here. The ferocity of your Crowder, your Smart, your Avery Bradley bring back your memories, and you set it back 5-10 minutes ago, listening to you on your of an attitude and a ferocity of competitive attitude that the Larry Birds and the Johnsons had back in the 80s of just competing hard, and I could see that. I was disappointed in the bad day at the office to a degree that the Nets and the Philadelphia. The shooting, I counted, I think it was seven between Smart, Crowder and Jaylen Brown. It was 7 out of 31 from, you know, field goal attempts. So it just wasn't there. So and then they just made mistakes and whatnot. And it was really the proof of the pudding of the need for that sheer brilliance that Tommy Hines and, you know, the little guy, the just sheer three-point brilliance of Isaiah Thomas and what he brings to the table. So tonight, I tuned in and out tonight for reasons. I'm doing a marketing exercise, but also back in the 60s, I used to, when my football team here in Australia get very close, you know, it's close to the finish, I'd develop an attitude that go, oh, if I don't watch it and don't listen, they'll win. And that was a bit my attitude today. So I brought the team success today by going away from the computer and going and doing some work, you know, on LinkedIn and stuff that I'm doing. And that, but look, I've been thrilled to listening to you guys and the inputs and the attitude, and it's interesting right across to the different guys you've had on. As I said, I developed friendships with John Duke, Kevin Hinkson, and Justin Poole, and I become Facebook buddies with them, and I'm thrilled to be part of the international Celtics network. Your question, and coming around the loop to where we're at, look, we do lack that second power that can produce rebound strength, and here's us rebound strength, and then a shooting strength that's and then, you know, the competitiveness that's going to, you know, I watched the series, I watched the Boston series, you know, final series, you know, a couple of times a year, you know, back there, and just see the sheer competitive effort that's needed to beat whoever it is you're playing over seven games. So, you know,
we appreciate you calling all the way from Australia, and you mentioned that you were Facebook friends with John Duke and Justin Poole, and my name is Patrick Gilroy. His name is Chris Finland. Be sure to reach out to us on Facebook as well.
That.
And, you know, we'd love to have you be a regular on the show. In the meantime, I do have to get out of here. We've got a laundry list of calls tonight and only a limited amount of opportunity time here to take them, Melvin. So listen, Celtics are back at it Wednesday. We'll be back here with another post-game show. Hopefully, if you're not doing a marketing exercise, hopefully we'll hear from you again.
Yeah, it'll be Woody from down under. So lovely to, and I appreciate hearing your points of view and the, and importantly the enthusiasm you inject into the radio broadcast.
Well, we appreciate it, Melvin. Thanks for being a listener, and thanks for being a great Celtics fan. It is the Celtics post-game show. It is CLNS Radio, clnsradio.com. It's Gilroy, it's Finland. Your final score from the Garden, Celtics 110, the Wizards 102. The number to join us here on our Movement Watches, toll-free phone lines, 347-215-7771, 347-215-7771. Back to our Movement Watches, toll-free phone lines. We will go. Let's bring in Jesse. Jesse, you're next up on the Celtics postgame show. What's on your mind? What's in your mind, man?
Hey, I mean, first of all, let me say this. I respect Boston. Larry Bird is my favorite player of all time.
Good man. Good man.
Well, that's a great way to start any call, isn't it, Pat?
You can't go wrong
really,
with that.
Even if I dial a 1-900
really
number, that's what I want them to say when I dial 1-900 numbers. I'm the last guy in the country who dials 1-900 numbers, but I want them to talk to me. I love Larry Bird. So great job, Justin.
Larry Bird is my favorite player of all time.
Right.
But
my man.
I'm a New Yorker. I'm a New Yorker, so I lost interest in NBA a long time ago.
Well not for nothing, Jesse, but when you've got the Knicks and the Nets the last 20 years or so, I don't blame you.
Yeah. The Nets? I never knew they existed. They have a team.
Yeah, I know. They were in Jersey for all those years in the Meadowlands. Nobody knew they were there. Now they're in Brooklyn. Apparently nobody can find them there as well. It's amazing.
So are you like a Phil Jackson?
Can we talk about this bracket? Can we talk about NCAA or not?
Well, we could talk about whatever you want. I'm not guaranteeing you that I'll have the answers that you're looking for, but yeah, what do you want to talk about?
What do you guys think about college basketball? My brother has the best bracket ever. I'm telling you.
Well, most brackets are busted right now. So if your brother's bracket isn't too busted up, is he in some leagues where at least he's had a shot to make some money?
Yeah, let me tell you this. He has the Final Four still intact.
All right, so is this in like a money league? Can he make some coin here,
yeah,
or is it
just
for fun? All right, so your brother's a good
business. How many teams are actually left? Because I haven't been following. I'm so riveted by the Celtics. How many teams are actually left with this ballot intact?
16,
please educate me. I'm an ignorant NCAA fan here.
16.
16, and he has four of them still going.
Yeah.
But he's got the final four. He's got his final four that he selected are still going. So that gives him a 25% chance
Florida,
right now to get them all.
He has Florida, Oregon.
Jesus.
Florida, Oregon.
But who's your team, right? The team that you want to see win the tournament, who's your team, Jesse?
St. John's.
You're going to kill me for this one. Duke.
What do you got?
Duke.
Come on. Really? Why?
You don't strike me as a front runner.
Hold on. I want to ask you a question. You don't strike me as a front runner. Are you a Cleveland Cavalier fan?
Yes.
Jesse, slow down. I hate to do this to you because you started the program off saying you love Larry Bird, but I got to hang up on you. I can't do it. The guy wants to talk Duke basketball, and he wants to talk about Cleveland Cavaliers and LeBron James. He's a front runner. Chris, this is Boston. We are not a front running town.
No, good for you. I applaud you for hanging up on him. You know, I've listened into many of these great CLNS postgame shows. Some people need to just have the guillotine dropped on them. And Gilroy, you got the stones to do it, quite frankly. And that was refreshing. So,
listen,
thank God.
I appreciate Jesse, if he's still there. I appreciate him listening. If he ever wants to talk Celtics basketball with us, I'm happy to do it. You want to go down memory lane with Larry Bird, we can do that. But the moment he answered that question, after saying he was a Duke fan, I think it was house money, essentially saying that he was also a LeBron James fan. We got to take a break, but before we do, I do want to go back to our Movement Watches, toll-free phone lines, bring in our good friend, Alan from Titletown Apparel. Alan, look, man, I'm feeling pretty confident as this Celtics team makes their final turn to home here, their final turn before we go to the playoffs. 11 games remaining in the regular season. The Celtics 19 games over 500, showing a marked improvement both defensively and on the boards. Are you confident, man? What's going on?
I'm confident. I mean, I'm just leaving the game right now. I was in there cheering, representing the green team, and it was good to get a good win against you know, a potential second-round opponent in the Wizards. You know, they're right on our tail, so it was good that we split with them in the regular season. Both teams protected home court, so this win tonight really, really helped because it could be a deciding factor if who's going to have that home court advantage in the second round. So
let me ask you this. Last week, I did 4 hours on WEEI, and I put a question out to the fans, and I'm not sure the fans on that station get it as much as the fans on this station get it. So I think over the weekend we saw the Celtics start to do this. They claimed that Isaiah Thomas had a bone bruise in his knee, and he had to take a couple games off. He looked fine tonight. I don't think Isaiah Thomas had any sort of an injury. I think Brad Stevens now is essentially saying that he's willing to accept second place, maybe even third place in the conference. But I would expect to see guys like Isaiah Thomas, Al Horford, Avery Bradley, Jay Crowder get these 1-2-3-game stretches as we go into the playoffs to make sure they're healthy and they're right. So would you, Alan, as a Celtics fan, rather see the Celtics continue to climb and fight for that number one seed, or be healthy and be the second or third seed as they head into the playoffs?
I am an absolute realist. We're not going to chase down the Cavs or the one seed, because when the Cavs want to, they can put the pedal to the metal and they can go and they can win 7 in a row and they can kind of distance themselves from the Celtics. However, I don't think the Celtics need to really rest their guys. I mean, if you really watch the game, none of their players really play more than 32, 33 minutes a game usually. Usually they kind of, you know, Brad really monitors their rotation during the game. He has a pretty strict rotation. He doesn't usually deviate unless it's a different circumstance with a close game or someone hot or injuries. So I think they're going to stay the course. They can't let up and just say, we're going to rest this guy and potentially give away a game, because the Wizards are still only two and a half games back. So I really don't want to lose, you know, a three out of five games and the Wizards go on a hot streak because they're very capable. They're a very good team. They didn't play very well tonight.
They are, but Alan, when you look at the next five games for the Celtics, you've got the Pacers, the Suns, the Heat, the Bucks, and the Magic. Now, teams like the Pacers
and
the Heat.
We also just lost to Philly. It was a close game against the Nets. We lost to the Kings. We lost to the Nuggets. We lost to the Suns. So those people who say, oh, we're playing Philly tonight, cupcake win. I never believe in cupcake wins with this team.
Would you feel differently, though? Hold on, Alan. Do you feel differently going up against Philly or going up against Brooklyn or going up against the Kings or all those teams that you mentioned? I think the one thing that's been lost on this season and lost on Celtics fans is that tonight was only the 30th game this season where your projected starting five all played and played significant minutes. So, you didn't have Isaiah Thomas over the weekend. You went 1 of 2. I thought that was pretty good. You played two, you know, terrible teams, but you also didn't have your 30-point-a-game guy. And I challenge any team in the NBA to lose their best player and see how well they do. Going back against the Kings,
they're healthy. And Joel Embiid.
Yeah, but you can't count that because Philly's got no expectations. Joel Embiid's played 6 weeks worth of basketball. It's not the same thing. You've had 2.5 years of sustained success from your guy here in Isaiah Thomas. In my opinion, if somebody could tell me, look, Patrick, the Celtics can't slip any worse than third, but they're going to give their guys some rest here to make sure they're healthy. After what I saw last year with Avery Bradley getting hurt in game one of that series and Jay Crowder, your guy Jay Crowder, playing on one leg, you know, I worry about that. I worry about these guys not being right.
I agree. If you want to rest Bradley or someone like that, I'm actually okay with that. I'm actually going to backtrack a little bit on what I said, because I feel like a Crowder, a Bradley, a smart-like player, I feel like that's where our depth is. So I think we can afford to rest a Bradley because, you know, a smart can come in and kind of take up those minutes. Or if a Crowder needs to rest, a Jaylen Brown can kind of step up. And he's been playing – he plays big for some reason when Jay is out or when Smart's out. He seems to, thrive and feel a bit more confident with the more minutes he gets, as kind of any player would. So in that circumstance, yeah, but without Isaiah, I know, like, people are dogging Horford this year, but he is, like, a piece that he's not replaceable on this. There's no other big man that can face the floor. He's not that can be respected on a pick-and-roll play, like when we have Amir out there. Whoever he sets the ball screen for gets double-teamed because no one really respects Amir Johnson. Even though when Amir shoots a three, I am not mad at it because he gets about 9 seconds to get the puppy set and
to
tee it up.
But he's going to wind it up, man. He's going to wind that thing up.
Dude, he sets those puppies. He gets it teed. I think he even spins the ball a little bit to kind of get his hands right on the groove, and he flicks it up there.
So let me ask you this. You brought up Al Horford. Right, and Al Horford, he was certainly a lot more assertive in Philadelphia than we have seen him pretty much all season long. No Isaiah Thomas in the lineup. I think Al Horford put the onus on himself to be a leader offensively. But I think if you take a closer look at the last couple of weeks here, Al Horford's really turned a corner offensively, especially with his offensive aggressiveness. I hope long gone are the days where he puts up 4 shot attempts, 5 shot attempts. I want to see this Al Horford.
I do, too. I mean, Sunday versus Philly, quarters 1-3, that was his best game. Fourth quarter, he went MIA on us, which was kind of disappointing. Dario Saric really took it to him, and, man, yep. That kid can play. But Horford just needs to play 4 quarters, and he does need to be assertive. I mean, he said a week ago that he knows he needs to pick a spot. Sometimes he does need to be more assertive. So he knows. So he can just –
You drop off any gear tonight to any of your guys?
Not tonight, but last Wednesday I was at the game, and I got Jay Carter signed my authentic Jesus custom jersey, so that was really dope, and that was really cool. I actually went to the game tonight with Corey from Green Runs Deep on Instagram. He hit me up and invited me to go, so we went to the game tonight, and
nice.
It was a good time, and we just. Good
yeah.
win, and by the way, those two calls before me, I almost drove my car off the Zacum Bridge.
So listen, you know me, and you know that my other gigs, I'm a mainstream radio host, and this is podcasting, and I've been told to be a little kinder and gentler with podcasting versus what I do on my mainstream jobs. But that guy, the Duke guy, the LeBron guy, I had to hang up on him, right? I had no choice.
The guys, you asked who you want to win the tournament. He said Duke. Did he not realize that they lost last night?
I know. He's not much of a fan. They're done.
No.
And then I followed up immediately with as soon as he said LeBron James, I tried to give him a second chance to redeem himself.
No.
He says LeBron.
Yeah, he
has to
one.
Go. Listen, man, before we get you out of here, you got any, anything coming up for the playoffs? You got any promo codes? You got any specials? What's going on?
As of right now, we actually had a St. Patrick's Day sale, but we'll continue it. So if you want half off, use code Irish. Code
there
Irish. Take
half
off.
All
half
right.
off. We got some new bands in. We got some Green Runs Deep, Titletown Apparel, little green rubber bracelets, $4 on the site. If some people don't have $25, so I said, let's get something on the site that, a kid who gets allowance, who's in 7th grade, be able to buy something. So
yeah, you're a giver
out there. So actually tonight I had a couple leftover t-shirts from our poet t-shirts that we made for Comcast Sportsnet. I had about 5 extra shirts, so I actually ran a contest tonight at the garden. First 5 people to come find me in the garden get the free Cleveland Brown t-shirt. So that went for tonight.
That's some serious like guerrilla marketing right there. Listen, man, we appreciate the phone call, and I'm sure we'll talk some more as we approach the playoffs. It feels like this season just started, Alan, and here we are, 11 games
to
go. Playoffs are right around the corner.
And
Jay
Crowder rebounding at a high level now. Jay Crowder rebounding, helping the team.
It's funny.
Have a good night, guys.
All right, man, we'll talk to you soon. There he goes, Alan from Titletown Apparel. Use promo code Irish at Titletown Apparel. Get you 50% off your order. I see you, Matt Rory, hanging on the line. We got to go to break. When we come back, we'll get to Matt. I want to get to Chris Finland. I got to get some of his questions answered. I got to get some of my questions that I've got for Chris answered. Specifically, before we get out of here tonight, we have to touch on this Rajon Rondo, Ray Allen, Celtics 08 championship drama. I know it's a Celtics postgame show, but I cannot let this topic go untouched because I think it is flipping phenomenal. Rajon Rondo, Paul Pierce, Kevin Garnett, Eddie House, if you haven't heard, the whole 08 championship team is going to go on an international destination of their choice this summer, and they have decided to blackball Ray Allen. The entire team is going to celebrate the 10-year anniversary of the championship, and they are blackballing Ray Allen. I want to get into that with you guys on the other side. It is the Celtics postgame show. It is CLNS Radio and CLNSradio.com.
Audible is offering our listeners a free audiobook along with a 30-day trial membership. All you have to do is go to audible.com/try now and browse the selection of audio programs. Download a title for free and start listening. It's that easy. Audible is a leading provider of premium digital spoken audio information and entertainment on the Internet. Audible content includes an unmatched selection of audiobooks, original audio shows, news, comedy, and more from the leading audiobook publishers, broadcasters, entertainers, magazine and newspaper publishers, along with business information providers. One great selection I'd recommend is Bob Ryan's Scribe, which is narrated by Bob himself. Just go to audible.com/try now to redeem your free audiobook along with a 30-day trial membership. That's audible.com/try now. Get started today.
Hi, this is Larry H. Russell with a message on behalf of the network. As a leading online provider of audio-video coverage of the Boston Celtics, CLNS Radio delivers fans the most provocative discussion and analysis from the most noted personalities in the Celtics realm of the World Wide Web. Home to the number one rated weekly podcast which covers the NBA's winningest franchise, Celtics Beat is released first thing every Sunday morning. We deliver the most unique and informed vantage point and the lowdown on all things Boston Celtics from players, league executives, and the biggest names in the national basketball media. And it doesn't end there. The original Celtics podcast, Celtics Stuff Live, is back and better than ever before. Available Mondays on CLNSradio.com, Internet Radio Pioneers, and Celtics Diehards, John Duke and Justin Poulin go heavy on Boston basketball. With fun and engaging dialogue, CSL interacts with fans with weekly tweeted mailbags, all while featuring guests that are of the most familiar voices to Celtics Nation. Basketball in Boston is white hot this NBA season, and you don't want to miss any of this. Download the free CLNS Radio mobile app now. Available for your iPhone and Android.
You know, not all ingredients are created equal. So fresh, high-quality ingredients, they make the real difference, and that's why Blue Apron is so good. Blue Apron will send you meals to your house for less than $10 per meal. They deliver seasonal recipes along with pre-portioned ingredients to make delicious home-cooked meals. Blue Apron knows that when you cook with incredible ingredients, you make incredible meals, so they set the highest quality standards for their community of artisanal suppliers, family-run farms, fisheries, and ranchers. So whether it's Japanese ramen noodles, wild-caught Alaskan salmon, or just heirloom tomatoes, Blue Apron is bringing you the best right to your door. You don't even have to go out to the grocery store. It's cold outside now. You don't have to go out and be cold. You can stay inside forever and just cook Blue Apron. They have new recipes weekly, and they're not even repeated within a year. So you make one, you don't have to do it again. It makes it, it's fresh every single time. It's new every single time. You have your own little restaurant in your kitchen. You can customize your recipe each week based on your preferences. I don't like fish that much, so I'm able to customize this so that I don't get fish options. I actually got a masala spice chicken dish. I love chicken tikka masala. This is perfect. It came with a kale and lime rice side, so I kind of got a little bit of everything, got a balanced nutritional meal. So check out this week's menu and get your first three meals free with free shipping. Just go to blueapron.com/gardenreport. You will love how good it feels and how good it tastes to create this incredible home-cooked meal with Blue Apron. As someone who does not cook very well and struggles with toast bagel bites, I am actually cooking meals and I'm actually doing it pretty well, and it's an amazing experience, and it's actually really good food. So you'll love Blue Apron. All you have to do is go to blueapron.com/gardenreport. Blue Apron, a better way to cook.
Welcome back. Third and final segment, Celtics post-game radio program right here, CLNS Radio, clnsradio.com. Final score from the Garden tonight, Celtics 110, Washington Wizards 102, which is a huge victory. Type of game that the Celtics really needed to win. Type of game where the Celtics got punched a few times and were able to punch back. Type of game where once again, you know, the Celtics' biggest weakness this season has been rebounding. The Celtics getting rebounding contributions from unexpected sources, especially here post All-Star break tonight. Kelly Olynyk with 11, Jay Crowder with 9, really helping the Celtics establish themselves and manage to have a pretty decent wire-to-wire victory. The Celtics opening up a 2.5-game lead over the Washington Wizards for second place in the conference, and the Celtics pick up a half a game on the idle Cleveland Cavaliers, now once again 2 games back of the Cleveland Cavaliers for supremacy in the Eastern Conference. Still a couple of minutes if you want to join the program on our movement watches. Toll-free phone lines at 347-215-7771, 347-215-7771. Chris, just so you know, because we're not talking behind the scenes, Matt just sent me an email. He's not coming on the program. He's just sort of listening in right now to the program. So there's no need to go to him. So I'm going to go right to you, Chris. Before we get out of here, I don't know if you heard the story today, saw it on Facebook, saw it on any of the various internet sites, but hard to believe, but this summer it will mark 10 years since Kevin Garnett and Ray Allen arrived in Boston. Ray Allen is going to sort of celebrate their championship, and he calls it just a little bit early. He knows that, but he wants to do it this offseason rather than next. Rajon Rondo getting the group together, getting the guys together, the entire team. He has courted the entire team, sans two players. He is blackballing Ray Allen. He won't be invited. And the only other guy that he hasn't gotten in touch with is P.J. Brown. He says P.J. Brown has fallen off the face of the earth. But here's the interesting part. Rajon Rondo says he knows P.J. Brown's wife and has her number, and he'll get to P.J. that way. There's got to be a story there somewhere. How can he get in touch with P.J. Brown's wife? If I don't know if you remember this or recall this, but she was maybe the hottest wife on the team back in 08. I don't know what she looks like now, but she was something else back in 08. How does Rajon Rondo have access to her, but not her husband? His teammate, by the way. That blows my mind.
Well, as long as it's not Delonte West that has this access to the women, it might be all right. P.J. Brown is one of those guys that I always said, why didn't he just give us one more year? We had one more year of him and Posey. And my God, 10 years ago, I just looked up. I got a mirror in front of the in the studio here and looking at the grays. 10 years. My God, Pat, it feels like it was just yesterday, that championship team.
And, it's crazy. It's crazy. Oh. 10 years has gone by in a blink. But what do you think about that? The Celtics, I think we can all agree, regardless of the way that the divorce with Ray Allen went down and whatever the reasons are. And look, some people blame Rondo. Some people blame Avery Bradley. People forget Avery Bradley took away his starting job. Avery Bradley was the starter on that team as they went to the playoffs in 2012 and nearly shocked the world and eliminated the Miami Heat in the game, in the series that went 7, the Celtics actually blowing a 3-2 lead going back to the Garden back in 2012, but Ray Allen was coming off the bench for that team. So there's some pretty legitimate reasons to why Ray Allen left town. But regardless, it was still an ugly divorce. He went to the Celtics' rival, the guys that kicked him out of the playoffs, and this team is still clearly bitter. I like it. I like the fact that they're not going to invite Ray. I know some of the Celtics media today, some of the bloggers today on Twitter said, come on, it's time to forget about the past and rise above Ray Allen. Without Ray Allen, the Celtics don't win the championship. So what? I say screw him. He went to the enemy. If he had gone to one of 28 other teams, it wouldn't have mattered. But he went to the team that had just eliminated the Celtics in heartbreaking fashion. So I say good for Rajon Rondo.
Well, and I remember vividly having conversations with you, Pat, on terrestrial airwaves about how Ray Allen was very short-sighted with his decision to leave town. And the one thing that he didn't consider or he maybe didn't care about was his legacy after his playing career was over. If he had stayed intact with the new big three, we'd probably see all of their numbers in the rafters, maybe another great title run. but these events he'd be a part of. He'd be a part of the great historic traditions of this town. He would have been in the great fraternity of what is the greatest sports city in the United States and the world, and he flushed all of that down the toilet to be a front runner. Something that everyone in this city who is a true fan despises. Just like you hung the phone up on Jesse from Long Island earlier. LeBron James and his brother's bracket. He's a front runner, the Duke Long Island fan. Front runner city. I wouldn't be surprised if he was a Patriots fan from Long Island. But he flushed it all down the toilet.
We can't get into the Patriots stuff tonight because that's a whole other show for another day, Chris.
Yeah, I don't know if I have enough rolls of paper towels to get through Patriots talk anyway.
So are you on board? If you're Rajon Rondo, you're okay. And this is the same type of move that you would make. You would blackball Ray Allen from this event.
I love it. I love the pettiness of it. You know, imagine just like that 72 Dolphins team, you know, if they had one outcast that they never invited back to have champagne every season. It's just fantastic that they and where is Ray Allen being welcomed, by the way? No team wants him. He's a soulless mercenary. He begged every team in the league to give him a chance to come out of retirement. And I think that's what it is. I mean, maybe it's like the Colin Kaepernick effect. No team really wants anything to do with him. He might just be a polarizing prick. Have you ever considered that? I think that's what Ray Allen might be.
Well, imagine that, though. Look, he had, five great years here, two shots at the title. You won one of them and nearly won another in 2010. And look, Ray Allen, really, you're right. He had an opportunity to, if he had stayed and just retired or stayed and been a part of that Nets trade or stayed and potentially played another year or two here, then, you know, finish his career somewhere else, coming off the bench, nobody would have cared. He would always be welcome back in town. And you look throughout the garden, and whether it's a guy as historically great as Bill Russell or guys like JoJo White, Tommy Hines, and even guys like Dana Barros, Leon Poe, if you made an impact here, you are always welcome at the Garden. You are always considered a Celtic for life. And if you're somebody that goes to the Garden a lot, you see these guys. Leon Poe played two seasons, but he played for that championship team. And still to this day, he is mobbed when he's at the Garden. He's on the Celtic staff. He's an ambassador. And look, the Celtics fans love Leon Poe. Imagine how much they would have loved Ray Allen.
Oh, he could have been something special. And to this day, we've had conversations in the past. I remember them. They pulled the plug too soon. Ray Allen could have hung around one more year. They still had one more year left in him. And for me as a fan of that great assortment of talent, it was just a shame the way it ended with just one selfish player. And by the way, I think it could have been handled better by management. You know he's got an ego problem. You know you want to keep him. He's a talent. You really publicly diss him with the Avery Bradley move? I mean, maybe Avery comes off the bench. I don't think he'd have a bruised ego about it. I mean, I think that in all the trade rumors all the time, too. So I can see where Ray's coming from, but I just don't think he got it. He didn't get that Boston kind of mentality where you do the right thing and you somehow that's adopted around here. Everyone's adopted this style. I think Belichick started it. Do your job. Be humble. Lunch pail. Kind of mentality, and he spit all over that. He was just
and not to rehash the details, but just going back real quick, the Celtics wound up offering Ray Allen a 2-year, $12.5 million extension with a no trade clause. And at the time, there were only two other players in the league with a no trade clause, and he went to the Heat on a 3-year, $9 million deal. So he gave up $6 million a year for $3 million a year. And a no-trade clause. Chris, tonight it was a lot of fun, man. I think you and I are doing this again real soon, the two of us. But welcome to CLNS Radio, and I'm glad, and I'm sure everybody here at the network is glad to be the launching pad to the relaunch of your radio career.
Well, thank you, Pat. I mean, you dragged me out of my early retirement, and I want to thank you for believing in me. I had a lot of fun doing this over the years. I've done some great things, and you know, I'm dusting off the cobwebs. I'm getting the old band back together, so to speak. And, yeah, some exciting things coming down the pike. And, again, I want to thank you for your support over the years, Pat, and you know, great friend. And I'm proud to know you, my friend.
So, listen, you're in addition to the CLNS broadcast that you're doing here on Blog Talk Radio, you've launched the Chris Finland Experience. I don't know what you're calling it these days, but it's more of a, from what I can understand, a news of the day, pop culture, newsy, politically incorrect, sportsy type of sort of smorgasbord of everything. Is that correct?
Well, that trial run was a smorgasbord indeed. But, you know, this Blog Talk Radio has opened up so many great – it's like a Pandora's box of just insane creativity. You have a thought, an impulse. You can sit down, get one of your goon buddies on the phone, think of a title, and boom, it's out there. One project I am proud of is the Boston Sports Review, which is one of the greatest panel sports shows in the history of Boston. And we are proud to have you on this team whenever you wanted back in the day. And, of course, in the future, we had some great characters on there, memorable moments, sports, comedy, news of the day. You got to really fall in love with the personalities. And I'm trying to bring that kind of feel back. So look for that coming up. But you know what? That's all small potatoes, Pat, too. When I listen to you on the gigantic WEEI.com, my friend, and I want to applaud you for that. If no one else is, you deserve a tremendous pat on the back for sticking your nose to the grindstone, never giving up on radio. This is one tough, merciless business, and you've climbed up. You've got it done, and your skills have sharpened over the years. You are, like, my God, consummate professional, and good for you, my friend.
I appreciate it. We still got a long way to go, Chris, and you know, we're just scratching the surface of what's to come. Hell, it took me 20 years to become a part-time fill-in guy on EEI. Maybe in 20 more years I could get myself a permanent weekend show. Who knows? It is CLNS Radio, CLNSRadio.com. Your final score from the Garden tonight: Boston 110, the Wizards 102. The Celtics creep back up to just 2 games behind the Cleveland Cavaliers for first place in the Eastern Conference. And more importantly, they open up 2.5-game lead over the Washington Wizards. Our post-game show will be available for on-demand listening. All you need to do is search for the CLNS Radio Boston Celtics post-game show on iTunes and, of course, on Stitcher. You want to like the CLNS Radio mobile podcast app. You follow CLNS on social media. It's at CLNS Radio on Twitter. And you like us at Facebook.com/CLNS fans. Tonight's show is brought to you guys by Zip Recruiter. Start using Zip Recruiter for free right now. All you need to do is head over to ziprecruiter.com/sportsfan. Also, Blue Apron. Head on over to blueapron.com/CLNS for 3 free meals and free shipping. We cannot forget about our friends at Movement Watches. It's MVMTWatches.com. You head on over there, you enter movementwatches.com/Celtics Beat. Gets you 15% off that initial order with free shipping as well. One more sponsor, it's Audible. Head on over to audiblepodcast.com/try now. Gets you a free 30-day trial of audiobooks. Our music tonight was provided by Nick Sesento and Joshua Morris. I want to thank all of today's callers and everybody who tuned in to the radio program. For CLNS Radio executive producer, the one and only Larry H. Russell, our program director, Justin Poulin, and the founder of our network, Nick Gelso. For my co-host tonight, my good friend Chris Finland, I am Patrick Gilroy. We will see everybody back here again this Wednesday evening when it is the Celtics and the Pacers. Until then, everybody, your final score once again from the Garden, Celtics 110, Wizards 102. We'll see everybody Wednesday night. Good night, all.